Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am so thrilled today to welcome, well, she is my hero. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Donna Marie Hayes. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, you are literally my hero. I think you are fantastic. You know, you are really the epitome of why I do this program, because I love to bring to people, to my listeners and to readers, an author that they might not find just, you know, strolling through the bookstore or swimming along the Amazon. But I want them to read your book. You are so great. The name of the book is These Broken Roads. And you are brilliant. You are beautiful. You are everything that I admire. And I am so jealous that you have achieved one of my biggest dreams. And that is to be... Are you on Times Square, for goodness sakes?
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you are an inspiration to everybody. I want my listeners to really pay attention to this book, and we're going to go through it. Donna's going to tell us about what brought her to this point. But what it is such a compelling story. It's your debut, you know, memoir, but I know it's not your last book because you are a fantastic writer. Just fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, wow. You've had quite a journey from a little girl, running around without shoes most of the time, I think, and now you are like gigantic. I mean, what is it, 60 feet tall sign? Are you out there dancing in the streets?
I am so grateful. I am just filled with gratitude when I think of just my childhood in Jamaica, West Indies. I lived there for the first 14 years of my life. And while there, you're right, you know, we didn't have much. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have indoor plumbing. We weren't hungry, but we didn't have a lot of excess, if you will. And I moved to this country when I was 14 years old. And when I moved here, you know, my mom was in a very, very strict church. So, you know, it was very, very restricted. So I, you know, as a teenager, I never went on a prom. I never went on a date. I never went to the movies. We didn't watch television. So, you know, I grew up just wanting to connect and you know, have love in my life. And I think that made me vulnerable to certain situations. But overall, I am very, very grateful for this journey.
And it's brought you to such a level. It's so exciting. I mean, it really is so exciting that you have this cabaret show and a book launch, and everything is just happening to you. And that's tomorrow is your book launch. So where do you want to start? It is, well, you know, I want to start. I know where I want to start. I want to start with, I like what you, the quote that you have at the beginning of your book, and you are not the darkness. That was so good when you started that way. You are not the darkness.
Yeah.
You endured. You are the light that refused to surrender.
Yeah.
And that is you. And when I look at your photo and I see your glowing face and your beautiful smile, and I know that, I mean, if I was in New York, I would be there on the street corner dancing with you, just celebrating
you.
Because you, as I said, you know, you've written this book with so much love and heart and soul, and you put so much into it, and you shared this. Some of it is really painful. I mean, it's really painful. But you are the light, and that's why it is so fantastic. I just, I get tears in my eyes when I think about some of the stories. So where do you want to start and tell this story, which is really, I'll tell you, some of it is, well, there's a certain person in your life that if I saw him, I would really give him a big punch in the nose. So where do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to this book. If you want to, I mean, the impetus for writing the book was what happened to me. Was, you know, I went through two very, very difficult marriages. Both were abusive. The second one was more emotional and physically abusive. And, you know, just kind of finding my way out of that and rebooting. And I got away from it, and I took 8 years to really care for myself, to self-care. I even completed the marathon during that period of time. And I, you know, did all of the things that would challenge me and just have me grow as a person. And when I thought I was ready, when I thought I had done the work and done the healing, I, you know, went online. Someone suggested, and I went online and I met this individual who turned out to be someone that would just go around and scam women. And, you know, unfortunately I fell, you know, I won't use the word victim, but, you know, I was scammed by this individual. And, you know, when it first happened and when I realized what happened, I wanted to write the book. I wanted to write the book because there was so much swirling around in me. I journaled, but I know I wanted to put it in a book. But as I started writing the book, it became less and less about him and more about my life in general, all the different pieces that led me here. He was only one of the pieces. You know, the life traumas and the domestic violence and the bullying and the strict upbringing and abandonment, all those things came into play, and that's how I put the book together, because I thought that the reader needed to understand my journey, how I got here, and give them more context.
Well, I think every single woman, every woman who's looking for love, looking for companionship, should read this first, your opening page, which is called Our Time. And just reading that, I mean, I want to go out and hand it to all the women. I want to hand it to everyone, because I do have a girlfriend who fell for something very similar. Mm-hmm. Broke her heart. Lost her money, so in a way, very similar to yours. But if women will read this first page, after that they will. You write it so beautifully. You say exactly how it started. It's scary. I mean, it's really and it's one page. That's why when I read it. At first, I mean, I knew it was a memoir, and I said to myself, this is a memoir, but she's a novelist. I mean, she's a writer. She knows what she's doing. She can use words.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic writing. So if you can do this in one page, I mean, I would like to just print this page out and hand it to women. Go into restaurants, read it. Read it before you do something and commit yourself to something that can ruin your life. But in your case,
for sure, it didn't. I wouldn't allow it, because I am not going to wear his shame. I don't have anything to be ashamed of. Shame belongs to him. Let him wear it. He did what he did. But you know what was so interesting is, after this happened, initially there was shame and I didn't want to share it, because I was a very senior level managing director for an international investment bank. I'm a SAG actress, I'm a cabaret singer, and people know me. They have me on this, they have this particular image of me, and it was difficult for me to really talk about it until I decided, you know, if this could help someone else. And so I began talking to women at the gym and talking to women in the laundry room and talking to women on the street. And I found out that my story is far from unique. When you think of romance scams, you automatically think of online fraudsters hiding behind a screen, and you never meet them, you never see them. This individual immersed himself in my life, tattooed my name across his chest, and, you know, just wined and dined me, but it was all part of the grooming process. And I met women. I met a woman. I heard of a woman, rather, who was a lawyer dating someone for 2.5 years. He ran away with $250,000 of her money. I met a woman who had retired, got engaged to someone. He stole all of her pension money. Now she had to go back to work. I met someone else who was in a long-term relationship with someone who stole all of her money, and she had to go into the shelter. There's a young lady whose boyfriend, you know, ran up all these credit cards in her name. She went into bankruptcy. So we now have to look at the people in our lives and, like, what are their agendas? Is this really someone that's there for you? And kind of look at some of the signs. Anything that doesn't feel right, just follow your intuition, because you're worth that. You're worth being happy. You have one life to live, and it should not be wasted on vermin like that.
Oh, that's so true. And what is so appalling, I mean, this happens to young women, it happens to middle-aged women, and it happens to so many senior women who are... are really naive about this. They can't, you know, they come from a different generation. And then when somebody comes along and says, oh, I'm the same religion, or I believe in God, and they deliberately target women who believe in God. They deliberately target women who are good and who are giving, because they know those are the vulnerable ones.
Exactly. They look at, and you know, on our first date, for those who are listening, on the first date, he asked so many questions. He told me about himself, but he asked a lot of questions about me, about my childhood, about my job. And I interpreted that to mean that he was just interested in me. But it turns out that this was him just customizing his approach. He was getting information that he can customize his approach. And when he tattooed my initials across his chest in big black letters, of course, I thought that I was really in a relationship. Turns out he's been in a relationship with someone else all along who may have been a co-conspirator. That's yet to be confirmed. And, you know, some people say, well, how do you know that that's what he meant to do all along? What if, you know, he did love you, but then he just turned because he saw an opportunity? Within days after I realized he had ran away with my money, I went back on the website and found him with a different name, a different profile, and boldly enough wearing one of my running shirts, I might add.
Oh, as we say in Yiddish, that's chutzpah. Oh, boy. You know, and you're right. This book, that's why I think this book is so important, and I am just so happy that I have this opportunity to get to know you a little bit and get to help promote this book. And I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're there in Times Square. And there are so many women, especially in New York, I think, because women, they work hard. So many women work hard. They want, you know, to make something of themselves. They dedicate a lot of time to their career. They just have this dream that somebody will come along and appreciate their goodness and not take advantage of it.
And it's normal to want companionship.
Yeah.
It's normal. Is. You know, it's absolutely normal to want to connect with people and have companionship, especially as you get older. You want that. And he knew I wanted that, and he positioned himself in such a way that I thought this was my person.
But, you know, this isn't the only story in the book. As you said, there's so many layers to it.
Yes.
There's a need. Yes. There's this mother-daughter story that you needed love. You were such a good child, and you really suffered so much being raised, you know, in such a way that just wasn't loving, wasn't giving. And then on top of it, and I particularly want to talk about a chapter, one of the chapters, because, again, this is a chapter where something else happened to you, another layer. And this is the one about seven sunsets. Tell us about that story, because, again, this formed you in so many ways.
Yeah, so seven sunsets. So that chapter was about my relationship with my best friend. And, you know, in the Jamaican culture, it's a lot of you know, we call it obia, which is another word for witchcraft or voodoo or black magic, whatever you may call it. And I had a best friend, and we were walking home from school, and she crossed the street and she got hit by a car and went into a coma, etc. But when she woke up, her grandmother convinced her to say that I pushed her. Because my parents were in the States, they assumed that they had money, and therefore they saw a payday. And I couldn't really understand why my friend did that, but the truth did come out, and her grandmother was not happy that she was exposed as a liar, and therefore said that I would be dead in Seven Sunsets. Now, in my culture, it's very often that you see people go crazy or get sick or die, and as a little child, they would say it's because of obia. It's because of that. That's what happened. Someone put a spell on you, and that will happen. So I just remember being terrified, and I'm not sure if you read that whole chapter, the whole section with the chickens.
Oh, yes, I did.
And so that was very traumatizing, coupled with the fact, you know, it was a betrayal. It was another person who left. Like my best friend, and she ended up leaving. And that just stayed with me because I think it started to form just my feelings of abandonment and isolation and betrayal. And unfortunately, that followed me throughout.
As I said, there's so many layers to it. And tell us how you got to the point where you were very successful business person. How did you get there?
Yeah, so my second husband, he left us. Left me with a one-year-old child, refused to help. And I will admit, there were times we had no food. My friends would get food out of their cabinets and give to me, just so I could keep her. Once I paid the babysitter, we had nothing. But I always had this courage and this need to have a life that I dreamt as a little girl in Jamaica watching black and white television. You know, I wanted to, when we later did get electricity, my grandmother got a little black and white TV and we would watch that much later on. And I always wanted to have a life that I would be proud of. So I worked really hard. Someone gave me an opportunity to work in equity research, and I went on to get licensed as a Series 7, Series 63 broker. And then I went from there and I grew the corporate ladder in some of the major financial services firms. I made it all the way to a managing director, deputy head of human resources for the Americas, including Latin America. But it wasn't handed to me. It was a lot of hard work. And, you know, my work ethic and my diligence and my need to succeed. Because I think when you come from nothing, you appreciate what you can have a lot more. You know, when I came to this country and I saw all the things that I could take advantage of, I took advantage of it because it's humbling to know where I came from. And I think that's what propels me and kind of me on to climb the corporate ladder to get to an empty level.
Wow. I mean, and for you, it was such an achievement, and one that young women look always to do something with their lives, to make something of themselves. And I think you're just so inspiring in so many ways.
Thank you so much. And, you know, after this scam happened and I started talking to a lot of women, I became an ICF certified coach in addition to the other things I was doing. And I formed a company called Distinguished Coaching. And I use it to really help women shed victimhood, because you don't have to live in that place. It happens, you know, just pluck the lessons from the wreckage, use it. I call it repurposing your pain, and use it for your benefit to either encourage, motivate, and inspire others along the way.
What is the website for that?
DistinguishedCoaching.com.
DistinguishedCoaching.com. Oh boy, oh boy. I think that's just a wonderful thing that you're doing. So tell us, we don't have much time. I wish I had more, but perhaps you can come back after this grand tour of yours. My goodness.
Sure.
So the cabaret show, tell us about this.
Yeah, so I am a cabaret singer in New York City. And when the book came out, I thought, what better way to celebrate the launch of my book than with a cabaret show? So I'm performing with the band tomorrow night at the Cutting Room, the first hour, I'll be singing like a 13-song set list, and then after that, I'll be signing books. Anyone who comes to the show will get a free copy of the book, which I will sign for them. I'm even willing to give away some comp tickets if anyone is interested. I can give away a couple free tickets if there's any viewers who may be interested to me. I'm on Instagram at I am Donna, I am underscore Donna Hayes, or just Donna Hayes on Facebook or on my website. I would love to.
Donna, as I said, you are my hero, my absolute hero. The name of the book is These Broken Roads, Scammed and Vindicated, One Woman's Story. It's beautifully written. I hope you're writing another book. Yes?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about it.
You have to. You have too much talent to let it. Your descriptions. It is so good. I get so excited when I read it. I go over parts of it where I say, "My goodness, the way you write the dialogue is terrific." I mean, everything about it. So you have to write another book. I insist upon it, because that way you'll be back here on Joy on Paper, and I can talk to you again.
Anytime.
To tell you the truth, there's not anything I would fly to New York City for, but I might just to see you, because I think you are an inspiration, and I think so many women will benefit from reading this book and realizing that they don't have to be victims. You have proven it. And you went through a horrific, I mean, compared to so many other people, difficult childhood, but you've come out the right way. And how do you pronounce your daughter's name? Sierra?
Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A.
Yeah, with a C. I thought that was cute.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
She's very lucky to have a loving mom like you. And you went through a lot, but you've come out 60 feet tall. That's all I can say.
Thank you. I appreciate this so much. I appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you. And so they can find, everybody can find Donna Marie Hayes on Instagram and all of those things. Find her, get this book.
And come to the Cutting Room tomorrow night, cuttingroomnewyorkcity.com.
Okay.
Love to have you.
Thank you again. Donna. You are a joy, a real joy in my life. You are why I do this program, so I can bring these wonderful books to people.
I am so honored. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, what a woman. This is fantastic. I can tell you, this might be her first book, but I, when we say somebody's a born writer, this is amazing. She writes so beautifully. Bye-bye.